Psalm 56. To the chief musician upon Jonath Elam Rakom, Miktam of David, when the Philistines took him in Gath. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto Thee. For Thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not Thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Did you know that Jesus Christ was a man who had no form or comeliness, and there was no beauty in Him that we should desire Him? Did you know that Jesus Christ was a man who was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief? Did you know that Jesus Christ bore our griefs and carried our sorrows? Did you know that He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world didn't even know He was in His own world? Did you know that He came to His own, Israel, and they knew who He was, but they despised and rejected Him and would not receive Him? So then why do you think that following Jesus, everybody should love you, there should be no battles, and everything should go smoothly? Who taught you such false doctrine? Who gave you such false hopes? Jesus Christ said the disciple's not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more the servants of the house? Jesus Christ said, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did your fathers to the false prophets." Now He said, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you and persecute you and cast you out as evil and say all manner of evil against you falsely for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven." David faced it. His enemies wanted to swallow him up. There were many that fought against him. Jesus faced it. From the time He healed that man on the Sabbath, all of the Jews and religious leaders wanted to kill Him. And then once He revealed that He was the Son of God, they wanted to kill Him that much more. But remember, Jesus Christ came into the world to bear witness to the truth. Everyone that's of God heareth God's words, but those that aren't of God don't hear God's words. Jesus Christ had to deal with people who were the children of the devil. And the lusts of the devil is what they'll do. The children of the devil are murderers and liars, filled with hate and spite. Destruction and misery are in their ways, the way of peace they have not known. David faced it. Are you facing it? But you know what David said? What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. When the fears and the attacks and the opposition and the betrayals and the false testimonies and the backbitings and the gossip are going on, don't focus on those things. Bring those things before the Lord in prayer. Trust in Him. And then get back into His Word and focus on Him. What did Paul say in Philippians? He said, whatever is true, whatever's honest, whatever's just, whatever's of good report, whatever's lovely, whatever's pure, he said, think on these things. See, we have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Our mind and our hearts need to be focused on Him, on Jesus Christ. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Don't allow yourself to be consumed. Yes, they'll twist your words against you. Yes, their thoughts will be against you for evil. Yes, they'll sit there and gossip and tear you down behind your back. But do you really think they're going to escape for all these things? Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Those who sow to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But those who sow to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Sow to the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Keep your heart and your mind fixed on the Lord. Meditate in His Word. The blessed man meditates day and night in the Word of God. And you know what you'll realize? That God sees everything. He knows your struggles. He knows the journeys you've been through. He's gathering up all your tears. All of this is written in His book. So when you cry to God in the day of battle, you can be confident that your enemies will turn back and flee before His face, because the battle is the Lord's. Keep praising God. Keep praising His Word. Continue in His Word. Praise His Word. In Jesus Christ, we've entered a new and better covenant. And God's oath and promise are upon us now in Jesus Christ. The Lord will deliver your soul. The Lord will deliver your feet from falling. You will walk before the Lord in the light of the living. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Are you struggling? Are you fearful? Is the battle raging? Cry out to God for mercy. Cry out to the Lord for deliverance. Stay true to Him no matter what anybody else does. Stay true to Him and He will be with you. Psalm 56.